brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on.
Well, you have to give a time for when we're the best thing.
No, I think we're just the best thing.
Yeah, well, now we're the best thing. I saw that trophy we got.
Yeah, so
we won some more awards, but still, you know, I like my streaming HBO stuff, man. I will stream. I'm doing that.
Well, at least you finally started doing something aside from all those weird movies you used to download. Those are disturbing, man. All right. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, I try to be a couple hours late, and you guys insisted upon waiting for me so I could try some of this stuff.
Well,
we did. We had to subject you to scotch today.
Hey, you're wearing pants. Why are you wearing pants?
I know.
He was out in public.
Somebody's impersonating me on these shows. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Excited to be here in the damp, dank, dark basement. Thank God I don't have to see Brent's bottom.
It's nice down here. Me and Gollum have a nice little thing going with the bar. So.
But I like the mood lighting. This way I don't have to really get a full-on look at Brent.
Oh, do you like the black light posters that I have?
Yes.
Did you feel them? They have texture.
I love the fuzz.
I'm fascinated by texture. They have velvet.
Is that a velvet Elvis in the corner?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Shout out to all the Gen Xers out there. Yeah.
Velvet Elvis right posters. Next to dogs playing cards.
The glow-in-the-dark tiger, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. So good to be here.
And good old boy Harmeet.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate the pants on Brent and the
We all appreciate scotches. The pants on Brent. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And this is a whiskey show. And today is Brent's favorite day because we're going to be drinking scotch all day. Look at him. He's so happy.
You know, my
happy.
Brother-in-law plays the bagpipes. I want him to play that march for me.
All right. So here are the whiskeys we're going to be tasting today. We have the Arran 10-Year Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. We have the Arran Barrel Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. The Arran Quarter Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. The Arran Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. And the Arran 18-Year-Old Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. From Highland Park, we have the Highland Park Cask Release 2. We have from Ardbeg, the Ardbeg Trayvon 19-Year Third Release.
Woohoo!
And from Lefroig, we have the Ian Hunter Series Book 3, 33-year-old.
Well, thank you, guys.
Still my heart.
Yes, so, please. Send us bigger samples.
Yeah. So we'll be tasting and discussing these. So we're going to have Justin tell us about our signature sounds.
Oh, I don't know this Justin which you speak, but...
Oh, God, here it comes.
His friend Sean Connery came.
No, he didn't.
To discuss the scotch.
No, it sounds like Mickey Mouse with like, like a speech impediment.
With a lisp.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Mickey, let's go.
Yeah.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
You always say my mouth when you do your Scottish accent, but I really think it should be me mouth.
You're right, it should be me mouth. Two sips. Nice, bud. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
I think we're going to be banned from a few networks.
Yeah. Or at least Scotland. At a minimum. Three ships. Interesting, but... What was this again?
That was the best he's done.
Interesting.
That was good.
Still bad.
I almost had a tingle in my leg.
Still sounds like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be talking after the show. About that one. Four sips. Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classic. Are you trying to be sexy? Because it's working on me. It's working.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It would work on you. Yeah. But not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I'm not judging. I'm just pointing and laughing in your general direction.
Five ships. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You know, yes. When you go all whispery like that, let me try.
I miss Sean Connery like my own father, but I've never in my life been happier that he's no longer with us to hear this shameful display.
He wouldn't miss this tasting even if he had to come back from the other side to enjoy it. So thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, dear God.
Please stop.
Yeah, please, please. So let's get out of here and let's have Maury tell us a little bit about Aaron.
Thank you, Bob. The Aaron Distillery was established by a group led by Harold Curry, a former director at Chivas Brothers and a D-Day veteran. Looking for good water supply, they chose to build their distillery at La Cranza near the Loch Nadavi on the north end of the island of Aaron. The initial distillery construction was delayed when a pair of golden eagles took up residence at the site, but was finally completed in 1995. Their bottles today feature two eagles on the label and a cork as a nod to their former visitors. The island has a long history of distilling, what's being home to nearly 50 illicit distilleries. The most recent legal distillery on the island closed in 1837. Their visitor center was opened in August of 1997 by Her Majesty the Queen, who was presented with two casks for Prince William and Harry. In 1998, the first cask of Aaron was opened after 3 years of maturation by Scottish actor Ewan McGregor for the first legal dram made on the island in over 160 years. Aaron was expanded in 2017 with the addition of a second wash still and a second spirit still and an expansion of their visitor center. Our first whiskey is the Aaron 10-Year Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Comes in at 46% ABV or 92 proof for Justin. It is non-chill filtered and is naturally colored. Or has its own natural color, I should say.
It's got to be good. Obi-Wan Kenobi opened the first barrel.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
The whiskey has a really nice light copper color on the nose. We've got some creme brulee, baking spice, a hint of cinnamon and nuts. It's got a really nice mouthfeel, and it's actually improved quite a bit in the glass. It's got this nice viscosity that's palate coating. There's lots of vanilla, a touch of cinnamon again, some sweetness, some citrus notes, along with some sweet oak. And I would say the finish is medium. I think this is a really nice whiskey. It's very well made. I think it's a nice little hint and preview of what's to come, because today what I think we'll find is that the whiskeys just keep getting better and better as we move down the line. Brent, what do you think of this first expression?
Yeah, on the nose, the first thing I wrote down, very fruity on the nose.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't mention that, Maury, because I got tons of fruit too.
You got tons of fruit on the nose and on the palate. The thing that hit me right away was the cinnamon. It hit me with a big pop, and then I got all those other notes. You know, that followed with the vanilla and the citrus notes.
I was blinded by the cinnamon. I really didn't find it to be very fruity on the nose.
It hasn't opened up for you now? You're not getting it now?
No, I'm going to have to...
Put a drop of water in it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the cinnamon so much on the nose as I got the fruit on the nose, but that, right as I tasted it, I got that big bang of cinnamon, and then the vanilla sweetness and the citrus notes came through, you know, to bury the cinnamon note, but it was nice.
Yeah, the thing that me and Maury were talking about when we were tasting, the thing that jumped out to me most right up front was the viscosity on it. I mean, it's got a great creamy mouth coat to it.
Yeah, creamy.
Yeah, that's really, nice. Really. I mean, you know, that's a sign of a really well-made spirit.
I love how we all have the different subjective reactions to
vocabulary.
This
words
reactions to this whiskey, because the cinnamon, you got that big pop of cinnamon when you first taste it. That didn't come till second for me. At first, it was vanilla. And then I got cinnamon.
Sometimes Harm has a problem, you know.
What is your favorite word?
Come on, spit it out.
Whatever, dude.
Dyslexic. Really, he's dyslexic.
I drank way too much last night, but I had
that's
fun.
His favorite word, dyslexia. Yeah.
I really didn't get the cinnamon, but I got like a Dr. Brown's black cherry thing going on instead.
I have no experience with that.
And some pears. You got to go to a deli.
Cream soda I could understand, but black cherry I didn't get.
Cream
Sorry.
Soda I wrote down.
I've had Doc Brown's cream soda.
I think more accurately for me, the Dr. Brown's black cherry.
Okay.
And then a little bit of Vidalia onions, but light.
What?
It's a light note. Yeah.
What did you eat before the show?
What did I eat?
Onion eggs. Spanish omelet.
Yeah. What's that? Dave's Killer Bread.
No, I look, to me it was candied orange and plums on the nose, then cereal notes, and then vanilla.
Justin, we all mean this with love.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Just saying.
I don't know. I did not find candied oranges and plums. I'm
not
sorry.
On the nose, right here.
No.
Put your nose further away. Candied oranges, plums. It's there.
So your mileage may vary, fans, on these notes.
But if you find Vidalia onions, please see your doctor.
Yeah, or go to Brent's house.
So. I've got a doctor right here.
Well, we're going to be, the score we're giving for Aaron 10-year single malt scotch whiskey is going to be a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
Solid 10-year. So let's go on to our next whiskey, and he actually volunteered for it. I'm still shocked. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Yes, our next whiskey is the Aaron Barrel Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 43% ABV, 86 proof, 100% ex-bourbon cask.
So that's why he likes it.
Natural color. It's a non-age stated. And on the, it's a really light straw color on the for the color. On the nose, pears just pops right off the bat on the nose. Like a little bit of apples after that, but it's the pears that really pop.
Good call. Pears.
Yeah. On the palate, it's very much a citrusy. This is all pears, apples, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of saltiness to it. I got the finish. It's just a nice mouthfeel. Finish is there. It just follows through. It's a very pleasant.
I would agree with you, Brent, that it's pleasant. It's easy drinking. Easy. It could be an all-day sipper.
Yep.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing some really good whiskeys from Aaron. We're talking about the Aaron Barrel Reserve single malt. So what do you think about it, Maury?
As I was saying, I think it's a lovely whiskey. To me, it's a step up from the 10-year. I love the light playfulness, the way it dances on your palate. I thought it was relatively light. I hate to call it entry level. I would just say it's a nice approachable whiskey for someone who's perhaps not as experienced in the Scotch world. And as I said, I think it's pleasant. You could drink it all day. It's got a really light pale yellow color, and that might throw you off a little bit, but you can't drink color, and I think the palate delivers. Justin?
This is one to start the night off with. It's not going to color your palate for other things you're going to drink. It's going to coat your tongue, and it's pleasant. Or
it's your appetizer whiskey.
If you want to do it by the pool, a little bit of ice, this would be a good one.
Oh, yeah, this would be
no,
nice.
No, dude, highball. I want some club soda. I want to make a highball right here.
Yeah.
You're just craving sugar.
No, the highballs, like a little bit. You don't add sugar to highballs. I do club soda, not Sprite.
Club soda's got sugar.
This whiskey's a little light, though, for the highball. You got to be easy on the tonic. On the water.
Tonic's no, you just add more whiskey. Sugar.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Easy on the club.
Easy, yeah. Not as much soda.
Soda, 2 parts or so, 3 parts club soda.
All right, well, we're going to be rating the Aaron Single Barrel, or Aaron Barrel Reserve Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Well-deserved. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So our next one's going to be Harm, so tell us about that one.
No, I'm Harm. The next whiskey is the Iron Quarter Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, cask strength 56.2% ABV.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
I'm the most svelte person in this room. Screw all you guys. And I'm still fat. 112.4 proof.
That's all right. We have faces for radio, kids.
That's all right. We don't judge here.
I want you to feel like you can tell me anything, okay?
112.4 proof, non-chill filtered, natural color. This expression the team at Aaron starts with the single malt matured in first fill ex-bourbon barrels for 7 years before the whiskey's transferred into quarter casks, also made from the finest American oak, for a further 2 years. So even though it's a non-age statement, we know it's around 9 years old. It's a golden, beautiful golden-like color. The nose was all apple and vanilla and clove. There's like bananas foster going on there. There's a hint of some tropical fruits, like almost coconut, but I'm not quite sure. The palate, let's see. It's mouth coating like all the irons we've had so far. Just great grip. Oily, little pepper coming out. And the finish goes tropical. I'm getting that coconut that I got a hint of on the nose. It's coming out now. And it's a pretty medium finish, or medium to long. I love this proof, that quarter cask. That I think that coconut's coming from the American oak. I think it's great. Brent?
Yeah, this had, as soon as you put it on your palate, it was like this gave you this big oomph.
Yeah.
It just hits you. It just really hits you after these first two, and it's like, whoa. You got like a spiked apple and you know, a lot of those other notes that you got as well. And it was just different, but still really good.
I didn't add water to this one at all. Nothing.
I didn't add water either. That oomph that came off right off the bat with it, I was really pleasantly surprised with that.
But it's definitely in the same family. It's just turned up to 11.
Yeah.
From 100%. The first two expressions. Yep. I really have not been impressed by the small cask usage, but this expression, for whatever they did, really worked. And it really is an improvement over the first two whiskeys.
I liked Lafroy quarter cask. You didn't like Lafroy quarter cask back in the day?
Nope.
Brett Lebrun.
But in general, there are a lot of places that are using smaller casks to speed it up, and it doesn't necessarily work. Well,
yeah, they're doing it to speed it.
They're just doing it
to finish it. This started in normal size casks, and it got 7 years before that. That's the difference.
But they've used it well, and it's right.
This is one that out of this whole series, I think this is the one that's benefited the most from air. This one was good when we opened it, and it's gotten significantly better in the last hour. And it's just,
you get that oily coconut on the finish.
The oil.
I love the oily mouthfeel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the nose, it's almost like I had down here like buttered toast, but the cinnamon comes out, so it's almost it's more like a French toast.
There's definitely some clove in there.
There's clove. There's vanilla.
I didn't get cinnamon. I got clove.
Yeah, that pineapple comes.
When
out
we
as
first
well.
Opened it, I got more barrel char. I got just a little bit of barrel char, but that's all blown off, and now it's just vanilla and coconut. It's
nobody got bananas
level.
Foster. Just a hint, no bananas.
Sure,
a little bit,
but a little woody just though. A little. I don't get too much woody in the bananas Foster, but otherwise, yeah. In the background,
I think if you use your imagination,
we've heard that about you. Just say,
yeah, he gets a woody from bananas Foster. That's a special kind of fetish.
No,
yes.
He said a little one.
So, well, that's a given. Yeah.
All right, so. We're going to be rating the Aaron Quarter Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, so let's go on to our next one, which is the Aaron Sherry Cask Single Malt. It's 55.8% ABV or 111.6 proof, non-chill filtered, natural color. And natural color means a lot when you look at this thing because it is dark, 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 dark.
It's a beautiful mahogany.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful, dark, rich color to it. It's matured for 7 years in first fill sherry hogsheads. And it is just chocolate raisins, citrus, a little bit of fruit cake, just underneath there's a slight hint of like fresh sawn oak. Oh, it's just the nose is sublime, but on the palate, like all the Aaron's we've had so far. It's got a great mouthfeel. It's got a slight bit of oiliness to it. Just really nice coat. This thing is just sherry, but not overdone. Not, you know, sherry bomb.
I would agree with you. It's definitely balanced. Yeah. It's not a sherry bomb.
Yeah. But the sherry's big, but it's not like drinking sherry with whiskey in it. It's drinking whiskey with sherry notes. And a lot of people go past that line. And there's caramel in there. There's a little bit of black cherry.
Chocolates.
Definitely the chocolate is still there.
Yeah, dark chocolate. Yeah. Almost like a candied orange peel.
I don't get the orange peel. Both of you guys mentioned citrus. I don't really taste
that,
it here.
Yeah, you definitely. It's like that. It's like when you take that orange peel and you kind of like spray the juice off of it. That's kind of what you get off this.
The oil. The citrus oil.
Yeah.
Definitely baking soda on the finish.
Baking soda?
Yeah. Baking soda.
I've never really stuck my finger in the box of the baking soda.
Right. I'm not a...
You should do that. Because it is a definite flavor.
See, this is the thing. He was partying in Miami and he thought he was getting cocaine, but it was just baking soda.
Well, that happens a lot. It's when you mm-hmm. get $20 a gram, you usually don't get what you pay for.
Don't snort the baking soda, kids. Don't snort the baking soda.
Here's Justin the first time we gave him scotch.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Baking soda. All right, that's a new one.
This is my favorite expression of the ones we've had so far, though. This last one, this one here.
You said that about each one following the previous one.
They get
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
They get better.
Exactly. No, they don't.
Well,
I've tasted more.
And it's no knock on the first
Bob
couple.
Bob set them up right.
Yeah, it's no knock against the first couple. They've all been solid, but, you know, yeah. I mean, we started out with a couple of solid whiskeys, and it's just going up from there. So they're definitely turning out some quality stuff at Aaron. There's no doubt about that. So.
I'm really enjoying the finish on this one. I really enjoy the
new bottling. I've been buying Aaron from the beginning. Their new, we didn't discuss this, but their packaging is great. I just wish they'd go away from natural cork. I wish every whiskey in the world should go away from natural cork.
There's no reason for
micro-oxygenation in your cork or through your whiskey for over decades or years like you need in a high-end wine. And you, the choice, the chance of getting something corked is still pretty high. I had a corked whiskey out of a private barrel I bought the other day. I had corked whiskey last night at a wine bar I was at, and a corked wine. If you don't need natural cork, don't use natural cork. Go for synthetic. There's no reason for whiskeys to have natural cork.
I'm gonna cork yourself.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This has been No Natural Cork by Harmy.
Everybody in California right now is just shrieking at him, you know?
No.
It's not organic, man. Oh, you can't use microplastics. It's bad for you.
What's our rating on this one, Bob?
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Aaron Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. I give it under protest, but... A well-deserved four sips.
I agree with you, Bob. It deserves higher.
Yeah.
But we have some naysayers over here.
We have some that are even better. I think.
I thought that was a five.
Yeah, Maury, tell us about the next one.
Well, like I said, they've all been a step up, and the next one is no exception. The next one, again, amps it up to at least 11. This is the Aaron 18-year single malt scotch whiskey, 46% ABV or 92 proof. It is non-chill filtered, natural color, matured exclusively in ex-sherry butts.
And dark.
Yeah. I love a big sherry butt. I cannot lie.
The color is just gorgeous. It's just a deep mahogany. It's just makes you want to just grab the glass and bring it up to your face. The nose is spectacular. There's definitely some fruit, syrup, caramel, toasted oak, cinnamon, creme brulee, you name it, it's there on the nose.
This is the one I got the orange peel on. You didn't get the orange peel?
I didn't get the orange peel. I could just inhale this whiskey for a long, long time. On the palate, dark chocolate, baked peaches, tropical fruit, pineapple, toffee, candied nuts.
Yummy.
It's just yummy. It's mouth-coating. It's delicious. The finish is long. It just goes on and on. It wraps around your tongue and your palate. I can't say enough great things about this. It really takes all the wonderful things of the last whiskey and just amps them up even further. This is definitely my favorite expression of the day.
It's my new favorite as well.
Really? Tell us more, Brent. Tell us more, Brent.
Yeah, I got that. I got the pineapple on the nose. It was one of the big notes I got off the nose.
Yeah, it's roasted pineapple.
Yeah, I got that off that. And all the things you had on the palate, spot on. It's very enjoyable. The finish is just keeps going. Long finish. I mean, this is a beautiful expression that we're having here. And if somebody brings it over to my house, I will not reject you.
Let them in the house, but you won't drink it.
No, I will even drink it with you if you bring it to the house.
Okay.
Yes.
Orange, chocolates, walnuts, and peaches. I don't get the pineapple on this.
Really?
I'm smelling.
How do you not?
I got more pineapple on the next expression. It's not there. I don't know. I'm off, maybe one of us is off. Probably me.
Probably
today because. You guys have been getting citrus on the other expressions. I didn't
He's
get citrus.
He's off every day. I mean, it was less, best yeah. I can tell.
I did drink too much last night. I did say that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, last night. Not every night, just last night. Oh, my God.
Got a chance to meet up with an old friend in Del Rey, so it was great.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
You don't need an excuse to drink.
How many 18s have you had?
How many proof was your old friend?
You know, I mean, the color extraction on this thing is fantastic. And especially, I mean, these are non-chill filtered, no color added. So, you know, they're doing something correct.
Yeah. And actually, you know, those of us around the table tend to be proof hounds. The non-aged dated one was 111 proof. This one actually takes a step down at 92 yep. proof, but it really is not lacking.
Yeah,
I was really expecting coming off the 111 proof to be disappointed in this, but just the opposite.
Yeah.
The proof is not required, and it's got plenty of amplitude.
Yeah,
even at 90.
I mean, it's yeah, it
two proof.
I mean, I have no idea what it tasted like before.
Okay,
they
I'm gonna
it
put
down,
some water in it just to mess with you guys.
Yeah, this would be great with one of those little cute sharky
probably
platters.
Too intense. The flavor higher proof.
I don't know.
Coochie butter.
I don't know if adding when they proofed it down, I don't know if the flavor went down or if it stayed the same.
Oh wow! With the water, I got your citrus.
Yeah.
Even more, and I don't know if it's pineapple, but there's more tropical notes coming out.
You're right about that.
See a little bit of water here. What do we get? Then?
The tropical fruit.
Tropical fruit just popped out of that glass.
Just a drop, and it's like a. It's like a fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
If you're going to a tropical house electronic dance music concert, this is what you want to drink with it.
And
boy, thank you, Justin.
Caramel, chocolate, cinnamon. It's beautiful. It's more toffee than caramel.
Yeah. I'd like to have this with a little bit of one of those orange chocolates.
Yeah.
And
do you like orange chocolate for everything? I love one too. I love those.
I've got some nice dark chocolate coated orange peels, candied orange peels.
You got those at Godiva?
I get Which them wherever one? I can find them.
I love those.
They're good.
Yes, those are good.
Yeah, this
this is a perfect match. Yeah. This and a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Mm.
And we don't really discuss price on the show because it's subjective. You know, it depends on where you're at.
But, if you're a yacht person.
But for, you know, for an 18-year-old, this is extremely very reasonable.
Cheap. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Don't say cheap. It's cost effective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, when it's
too short to drink
a whiskey
cheap
like
whiskey.
This under $200, no yeah. brainer. So yeah. this is great.
I mean, when we posited it to the retailer here, he came in at, you know, probably $300, and it's
based on what the other 18-year-olds are going for.
Yeah, under $200.
This is under two. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this compares very favorable to whiskeys that are more than twice its price.
Oh yeah.
For the money, if you like sherried whiskey, you can't go wrong. I think this is a fantastic expression.
The water makes it so much better. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we say that about you when you leave, Harm, that a little bit of soap and water makes you so much more palatable.
Yeah, it's not just me. There's a reason that phrase exists. Bathe her and bring her to me.
Interesting unsaid implication in
soap
that statement,
and water, baby.
My friend.
Bathe her and bring her to me.
Swarthy comes to mind.
Oh, whatever.
Well, the last time he came over, I hid in the bushes and got him with the pressure cleaner, and that, you noticed it was much more pleasant here in the basement that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little pressure cleaner and a wire brush, and he scrubs up just fine.
Mm. You know, it's rare that somebody doesn't clean up nicely when you actually clean them.
Mm, yeah, I don't know. Clean isn't in his vocabulary, so.
I like it dirty.
Oh. Yeah, this is
that's
just
why,
fantastic.
That's why Justin's a little sultry.
Does anybody have anything else to add about the 18-year?
I appreciate that I'm doing it for you today. Yeah,
there you go.
Well, we're going to be rating the Aaron 18 years, single malt, Scotch whiskey, a well-deserved.
Oh, my
5 cents. Yeah. I mean, across the board, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, even Brent likes it. You know,
I do like it.
This is really shocking. Special.
And you can bring it over to the house even.
Yeah, so I mean, if you see
someone's
this.
Someone's impersonating Brent again, they're wearing
pants. When we re-release this under our own label, we're going to put on the bottom, even Brent likes it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a quality 18-year whiskey and, you know, you're looking to get one at a really good price, yeah, grab this one if you see it.
Remember the Glenn Allachy show? Brent likes whiskey there too.
Yeah. I'm telling somebody you. Impersonated I'm slowly me turning him.
Somebody slowly. Impersonated me. Yeah, but I still don't own a bottle.
Yeah, but if
not,
I put
not,
it,
not they would buy.
If I put it in front of you, he'll drink it though. You'll drink
say
it.
That.
I've got a bunch. You'll drink.
Would you buy this next one, Brent? This is yours.
This next one.
Yep. This is the one that you jumped in and said, "I want to do this one."
You know why? Because I have a lot to say about this one.
All right.
Oh gosh.
So, let's should do I bring it.
A pillow? This is a Highland Park Cask Release 2, 69.3% ABV, 138.6 proof. Whoa. Hold me back.
Yeah, baby.
Non-age stated. No wonder I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say I liked it yet.
I didn't say you liked it yet. Go ahead.
Regular listeners will remember our review a year ago on our first cask strength offering in the Highland Park line. This second release, like the first, is matured predominantly in sherry seasoned American and European oak casks, hand-selected by their master distiller, their masky whiskey maker, I should say, Gordon Motion. It is then bottled without chill filtering to ensure the DNA and natural color of the whiskey stays intact. The color of this is a light. This is like a straw color.
No, this is reddish gold. You don't have whiskey in your glass. Look at that. Hold that up. It's reddish gold, baby.
This is a straw color.
Oh God.
Reddish gold. I don't believe that, you know, but I'm just going to go into
blood
the
on, there's blood on the straw in Brent's fields. He's been doing some sacrifice.
So I'm going to go through the nose, and then we're going to take a little break here. But on the nose, I get the fruit. I get a little bit of coconut. I get a little bit of this rosé to it, and we're going to take a break and come back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the lovely whiskey from the folks at Highland Park. Brent was telling us about what he thought about it. So
yeah, I just got done with the nose. I got this pear and a little bit of some more fruit and a little bit of coconut. It's a nice, pleasant nose to it and stuff. Now on the palate. Oh, the first thing I get is smoke. It just like overpowers me, the smoke. I mean, you know, but you know what though? What I like about this is right away, it goes to a baking spice. The smoke turns into a baking spice. Then I get some baked pears, some honey, some fruits. And then by the time the finish comes around, I get absolutely no smoke. And then I let it sit a little while. And, after a couple more minutes, then that your mouth kind of dries out a little bit and that smoke comes back. So you get to kind of go full circle. So I'm really happy with this one all the way until it comes back with the end of the finish. You know, because that smoke is well balanced with how everything
heathen
takes care of it. And because it's just a hit of smoke right off the bat. And then you full circle. It's kind of like a full circle whiskey right in your mouth.
I liked everything you said till the end. Your line is cursed. I'm sorry.
Well,
if you remember the first edition of this whiskey I picked last year is my whiskey of the year. This is coming in close again. Maybe my whiskey of the year again. Maury, what'd you think?
Well, I wish to be contrary.
Because you're Brent. Sighing at me.
No, I got birthday cake on the nose.
butterscotch.
This is like confetti birthday cake.
Put your nose further away. It's butterscotch. Maybe when you go closer in, you get the birthday
cake. Yeah, you can get some butterscotch. But for me, I was overwhelmed both when I came back to it and initially with the birthday cake. There's definitely a little hint of coconut. I really don't get the smoke at all, Brent. I'm as sensitive to you as smoke, I thought. And I would prefer my whiskeys balanced.
On the palate?
I didn't find this whiskey to have hardly any smoke on the nose.
I didn't get any smoke on the nose.
Oh, I got it on the nose. How do you guys not get this on the nose?
I don't get smoke on the nose.
I don't get it on the nose or the palate. I thought it was a delicious whiskey.
Oh, apples.
I got the poached pear, the pound cake, the almond cake, the honey.
Not on the nose. No, that's on the palate.
Toasted oak. I thought Brent was spot on, but I don't get the smoke at all. I think it's birthday cake.
It's a beautiful light wood smoke. Further away from the glass.
It's like marzipan and almond cake.
I'll give you marzipan. That's a good call.
Well, it's Orkney. I mean, it's not Iowa smoke, so it's you know,
it's light, it's subtle,
it's the campfire.
Well integrated. It's well,
that's
Highland
Park. That's everything from Highland Park.
It's a campfire from about 100 yards away, and the wind's blowing your direction.
That's everything Highland Park makes.
It might have had a little more at the beginning that blew off, but right now you'd be hard pressed to say this was a smoky whiskey.
No,
I don't say that this is like a smoky whiskey. I mean, when I first, in the mouth, right in the mouth, the very first thing that you hits you is the smoky palate. And it goes to the baking spice and then those baked pears and the
honey.
We're
going to agree to disagree. I don't find the smoke ever hits.
I go to the French pasticcery place first, and then as I'm walking down the street, then I start to smell
the campfire. Why am I agreeing with Brent? I think the smoke hits, but I like the smoke right up front. Smoke than the fruit, beautiful. Like you said, poached pears. Was that you or when you guys said pears?
Marzipan.
Marzipan, definitely. Toasted nuts. This is great. A little bit of anise.
You're
not going to get toasted nuts. You said it was 100 yards.
Extra for that.
You said it was 100 yards away from the fire, and that's not going to happen that far away. You got to get a lot closer, buddy. Just like last year's,
so Bob wants Harm to get much closer to the nuts.
Yeah, I want him to get
my nuts closer to the fire.
I want him to get much closer to the fire. It's just like last year's release.
He's already been too close to the fire.
It's
like Justin said earlier off the air, something would bite him in the ass, and then Bob goes, "You know, some people pay extra for that."
So about last year compared to this year, Bob?
It's just as good. It's a different whiskey, but it's just as good. This one, I get a salty note on it on the back palate after I swallow it. Just a little bit of salinity.
A hint.
There's a lot of licorice in it. I got a lot of I want to say stewed fruit, but it's almost as if they were roasted before they were stewed.
It's not stewed.
So no, it's that's what I'm saying. I'm getting the fruit, but there's that smokiness to it, almost like it was like roasted on a grill or roasted over a campfire.
Roasted pineapple.
Yeah, it's just
I really didn't
fantastic.
Get the licorice at all.
No, I didn't either.
It's late in the palate.
It's way down here, and it's after you swallow.
I think I was already lulled to sleep by all the other flavors by the time that licorice rolled around.
But it's so complex. There's just layers and layers of flavor.
Yes. I wish we had a bigger sample so we could just keep sampling.
This is a whiskey that requires an hour or two to really dissect. I mean, this thing has got layer upon
Last year when we tasted Highland Park Cask Strength release number one, it literally didn't hit the state of Florida for another 4 months. The cast number two is not here either. But they sent us tiny samples. Well,
that's okay. This one is still
you're welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to be rating the Highland Park cast release number two, a well-deserved 5-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Here. Yes. Cheers to that. Yes.
All right. So, Harm, tell us about the next whiskey.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Ardbeg Trayvon, 19-year-old, third release, 46.2 ABV, 92.4 proof. Trayvon batch number three.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would it be Trayvon or Trayvon?
It's Trayvon.
Trayvon.
It's on the box.
Yeah.
Even though it's spelled with a B.
Yeah.
It's BH. It's a V in Scottish.
Yep.
I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
It's clarifying whether it was named after a certain other Trayvon or whatever.
No, not Trayvon Martin. This is Trayvon. We're not going political with this, but it's on the box.
Thank
you. Pronunciation notes are on the box, which we don't have in front of us. But I did I hosted an Ardbeg and Glenmorangie dinner at a local restaurant like last month.
We don't care what you did. Tell us about the whiskey.
The whiskey was fantastic. It was one of my favorites at the thing too, and here today. So It's the third release in the 19-year-old series. This is the 19-year-old series is a new permanent part of the collection, and it follows in the footsteps of the batches that came before it. The color is a pale gold, and the nose is just gorgeous wood smoke, and we're much closer to the fire this time, not like Highland Park 100 yards away. We are sitting at the campfire. There's you can smell the ocean. You're on the beach. You're on the beach, and there's a fire. There's pine resin. There's beautiful toffee notes. I get a little bit of citrus, and there's a hint. This is where I get the hint of pineapple here, and when you add water, there's even more pineapple. Palate is classic sweet smoke, anise, nuttiness, and it's just a long, long finish.
Mm. Yes, it is a long finish. All smoke.
Long and oily and just like the start. And salty. And start come at smoky. Me, bro. Come at me.
I'm coming at you. It's smoke, and that's all. This is a very one note.
It's not one note.
I agree with Brent.
I know, because you guys, like, you guys like to be wrong together. It's okay.
I mean, it's all smoke on the nose.
No.
I smell the ocean.
I smell coffee.
I don't get the smoke overpowers everything of that for me.
You don't get roasted pineapple.
It's like being in the Everglades during that bonfire. Okay, all you get is smoke. It overpowers everything on the nose.
And the peat sissies.
And the
palate sissies.
Yeah. Right. What I'm going to say is a geek whiskey, because if you want smoke and all you want is smoke, then this is what you want to drink.
I agree with you 1,000%. It's a geek whiskey.
It's not an esoteric, non-mainstream geek whiskey. I don't think that
Justin,
anybody.
Where do you fall on this, Justin? You're being quiet again.
Smoke, nuts, and more smoke.
Smoke and more smoke is what it is.
Oh God!
Nuts in the middle.
Philistines. You don't get the tropical fruit. Just put your nose a little bit further away. Beautiful tropical fruit.
A little bit right before the nuts.
Just gorgeous anise. You guys are getting too close. Put your nose right here. Right there. About 2 inches away. Oh wow! Smell that pineapple and anise. It's beautiful.
I got smoke. Call
the fire department. Even 2 inches away needs a fire hose.
Put a drop of water in there. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Pete sissies.
Sissies. Bob.
I thought the color was really light. I thought that the
you can't
that it
drink
was a delicate
color.
Whiskey. I thought it was relatively light and delicate, but it was definitely overpowered by the smoke.
Brent just poured a bottle of water in his 20 milliliters of whiskey.
It's wood smoke. That's the way to proof it down like
it's
a professional.
It's got that slight bit of pine.
Yeah.
The anise is huge in this. There's a whole underlay of anise. On the finish, I get a little bit of linseed oil.
How is it now that it's proofed down to 4 proof?
I pretty much got rid of the smoke flavoring in this.
I have to admit, last night I was drinking this after I got home. This is great. You got to stay sober enough to drive home, and then you start drinking.
We're going to be rating.
Is your wife still in Alabama?
She's at home now.
We're going to be rating the Ardbeg Trayvon 19-year third release a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Unless you go to the end of this table, then it's 5.
It's 5 for me, you Philistines.
Animals.
Killing me.
Animals. All right. So let's go to our last whiskey.
Who's doing that one?
That's me.
Wow, nice.
And the last whiskey we have is Lefroig. It's the Lefroig Ian Hunter Series Book 3. This is a 33-year-old lovely whiskey. 49.9% ABV, 99.8 proof. This series was created to honor the memory of Ian Hunter, the last of the Johnson family to own and manage the Lefroig distillery. This third release is named Source Protector, referring to Ian's protection of the Kilbride Stream, the water source for Lefroig, which he felt was vital to the whiskey's character. After years of fighting with his neighbors at Lagavulin over the stream, Lagavulin diverted the Kilbride Stream in 1907. It was Ian Hunter who purchased the land upstream to ensure access to the source and dam the stream in 1930 to create the Kilbride Reservoir.
I love the story about the war between Lefroig and Lagavulin. Yep. Two of my favorite whiskeys.
Yeah, I literally would lay on the property line and just be totally happy to be half in each. Absolutely beautiful. It's got a very pale gold color. And on the nose, citrus, huge peach. The longer it sits, the more air it gets, more peach.
I thought it was apricot, but you're right, it's peach.
And it's like split open.
A lot of water right that peach.
A little bit of water brought peach out.
I had trouble finding it even with a little bit of water. It needed kind of a lot of water.
A little bit of vanilla. And then on the palate, tropical fruit, toffee, just a beautiful underlayment of smoke, just enough, little bit of pastry cream, a little bit of vanilla. I swear, I think I'm picking up a little bit of pineapple on it. I mean, just...
It's iodine. It won't be Lafroig unless there's iodine.
Oh, there's iodine there, but it's you know, it's a 33-year-old, so it's muted. I mean, I'm speechless. It's a fantastic whiskey. What do you think, Arm?
Dude, I'm with you. This is so good. I barely put any water in it. Our sample for this whiskey is so tiny, I'm afraid to put any water in it, but... there is peach coming out. That baked peach note you got, I didn't get until I put a little bit of drop water and put some in there.
Yeah, I put one drop in and that amped it up.
Yeah, I got apricots and vanilla and citrus, and the smoke is super light for a Lafroig, but it's 33 years old.
Because it's 33 years old.
When you put an Isla whiskey in the cask for that long, the smoke is muted compared to what it does when you're chasing it younger.
The nose, it's almost imperceptible, the smoke. You really just get the smoke on the palate mostly. So
no, I perceive it. It's there for me. But on the palate, it's more amplified, obviously. But it's rich and it's sweet. The iodine tended to go away with a little bit more water, but this added a water again, and I'm smelling it more. Let's see.
Hold on. I need to take another sip.
Just finish it.
I got to take another sip.
I am very aroused.
This whiskey's done something no other whiskey's ever done. I've got notes on the under part of my tongue. I guess you call it an under palate.
No.
Lemon, salinity. You don't call
it that, but that's okay.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
Floor of the mouth.
Floor of the mouth? Yeah.
But I always get those notes. I get tasting notes there. You don't?
I think it just woke up.
All right.
Never got notes under the tongue.
Maybe you should not stuff your mouth with cheese before you come to the store.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah.
That could be it. Yeah, it's just
wow.
Yeah, but the difference of this one is
more balance.
All balance.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the smoke is just light enough where nothing is hidden. None of these other flavors are hidden by the smoke.
I agree with you, Brent.
And they all pop. Better. All these other flavors come out and pop. The creme brulee, the fruit, the iodine even, which is very light on the iodine.
In fairness, this whiskey is about 10x the cost of the previous one.
Yep.
10.
Yeah, but
so totally worth it.
This one,
yes, it's much more integrated.
Skip your mortgage, buy balanced. This whiskey.
Yeah, this is much this more is a house pleasant. Payment.
But it's so much more balanced. You know, nothing. The smoke does not overpower.
You can really appreciate the nuances and the layers here, where you're not just clobbered by smoke.
Exactly. See? This is not a geek whiskey. The other one was a geek whiskey. It was all smoke, and this one is. Of well-balanced, well-made.
We agree to disagree on the last one being all smoke. I tasted a lot of other things, but this is much more fruit-forward than the other, and it's 33 years old. See, like, I used to love Lafroig 18, and I thought Lafroig 25 was mediocre, but at 33, this whatever they've done here, it's amazing.
It's very good.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
I would drop the mic, but it's not good for the mics.
Not good for the mics.
So imagine a mic drop.
I have a broken mic somewhere around here. You want me to get that out and let you drop that?
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
So,
yeah,
this actually reminds me more like the Ardbeg 25-year-old. Yeah. Ardbeg 25, the smoke is muted, and the tropical fruit notes come out. But this is even a little more at 33. It's a little more muted. And did they say what kind of casks they use in this at all?
Wooden ones.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Well, you're allowed to bring this over to the house, and we'll drink it as well.
I could just skip a car payment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so well done. Oh my gosh, it is just fantastic.
If you put the lead blanket over the car, it really confuses the repo people.
Pro tip. The lead blanket? What the hell is this?
Cover the GPS for the repo people, and you skip the car payment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was an option.
Pro tip.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm sitting here next to a criminal defense attorney.
Well, we're going to.
That's what some call me.
We're going to be rating the Lafroig Ian Hunter series, book 3, 33 year old, a well deserved.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank our co-hosts for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Don't tell the real Brent that I was here.
The real Brent doesn't wear pants.
Exactly what I was
thinking. Now we know.
We got substitute Brent today.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. It was a pleasure being here. Brent, thank you for wearing pants today.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Harm.
No one ever thanks me for wearing pants. I wear pants all the time.
We'd like it better if you wore a mask, but, you know. Oh.
How about just a paper bag over his head?
Well, so for Sips, Seds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And we didn't drink any bad whiskey today.
Yeah, Not a single one.
We did drink one that was hell smoked.
Yes. It was burnt. We drank a burnt one that like sat in the stove too long.
Pete, sissy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.